Let me ask you a question, Esmeralda. You just moved in with V recently. Did either of you have to change your brand loyalty now that you live together and you share the same food and the same fridge and the same stuff?
I don't think so.
No.
Now, when he's very amiable.
Oh, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
So it's not like he has, like, I have to have this type of this or this type of that, you know. This is the kind of toilet paper I want. This is the kind of peanut butter I want. Well, you wouldn't share the peanut butter because you don't like peanut butter.
Right.
But, I mean, you know what I'm saying. I'm giving general examples.
No, I want to say there isn't.
Okay. All right.
No, I don't think so.
All right.
And if any, we would just be like, well, I'll buy my own and don't you dare touch it.
Right. That could be a deal. Dan, how about you? When you and Eileen moved together, did you suddenly have to change...
No
brands.
Nothing off the top of my head that we had to change when we first moved in together. You know, we do run into some things occasionally. She's much more adventurous in terms of like, well, let's just try this restaurant out, and I'm just like, well, we know this restaurant's good, so why don't we just go to this one? And then, of course, I ended up liking the restaurant, and she doesn't like it as much as I do, and so I'm like,
right.
Well, why don't we go to that? She's like, nah, let's go back to the original.
Now, does that sort of thinking go into your grocery shopping as well?
No, she primarily does the grocery shopping, and you know, it's one of those things where we've. You know, I don't know if I'm just forgetting the initial things, but, you know, we've got our same set of 10 to 12 meals that we have on a regular rotation.
Right.
They're both.
And you like
enjoy.
The brand
right.
stuff that you guys get.
Right.
I grew up in a Miracle Whip house. And I grew up at Miracle Whip. It was Miracle Whip, no mayonnaise, Miracle Whip, no mayonnaise. The minute I moved in with, when Oaken and I lived together. We had like kind of our own stuff. That's what you do when you have a male roommate or when you live like Esmeralda. Have you ever lived with female roommates?
Yeah.
You get your own stuff. Isn't that usually the case?
Right. Yeah. When you're living in a platonic situation.
Exactly. Like Oaken and I, we would have our own stuff. So it wasn't like we were sharing, you know, I mean, there were certain things we were sharing. Like if we got beer and stuff, we would share that, you know, but like for like that kind of stuff. You know, when you live with, you know, like my roommate was a guy, but the first time I moved in with a woman, the Miracle Whip was done. I became a mayonnaise person. Now, I like mayonnaise and often have, but I grew up in a Miracle Whip house. I would put Miracle Whip on my sandwiches.
No.
But when Miracle Whip's good, man.
Uh-uh.
Yes, it is.
Mayonnaise.
No, but see, here's the weird thing. They're not the same. It's not the same item.
Yeah, but I'm not going to put mayonnaise and Miracle Whip on something.
No, you're not.
No.
And I wouldn't put mayonnaise and Miracle Whip together on something because that's just stupid. But if you're going to choose between Miracle Whip and mayonnaise, they are different things. They're different. But, you know, I'm not going to buy an extra jar of something to put on a sandwich when my girlfriend is not going to eat it. Like, I'll eat the mayonnaise. I don't care. So, you know, I mean, that was one of the things. It was like Miracle Whip was no longer in my house. Right now, in my fridge, I have mayonnaise.
See, and if V bought Miracle Whip, I would have to buy my own mayonnaise. So I'd be like, no, I'm not eating that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the thing is, I wasn't, you know, when we were together, when I, and the same thing happened when I moved in with Heather. Well, I've lived with three women, and all three women were mayonnaise people and not Miracle Whip people. And then I've, you know, because of all the years that I've lived with those women, now I have mayonnaise in my fridge instead of Miracle Whip. When I go to my parents' house and I have a sandwich, it's Miracle Whip because they still are the Miracle Whip people. So, but I mean, I don't care. It's just that was weird. I was like, you know, like I remember we're going shopping and I was going to get a jar of Miracle Whip and she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm getting Miracle Whip. She's like, I'm not going to eat that. And I'm like, all right, well then get the mayonnaise. I don't care. But see, but the thing here's the thing that people I don't think I mean I don't want you don't have to get both of them, but they're two different things. They're two different things. Mayonnaise is a completely different item than Miracle Whip.
Yeah, and it's gross.
It's not gross. Miracle Whip is good. Miracle Whip is very good.
It's like
in fact,
sweet. It's weird.
It's not sweet. It's tangy. It's tangy. It's not sweet. There's no sweetness in Miracle Whip whatsoever. It's tangy. So, but it's not. You're not going to make egg salad with Miracle Whip. That's you're not going to do that. Although I had egg salad with Miracle Whip when I was a kid and I liked it. But it's a different item. Mayonnaise and Miracle Whip, they're not the same thing at all. And when people are like, "Oh, Miracle Whip and mayonnaise, they have the same uses," they don't. when mayonnaise is called for a recipe, you don't replace it with Miracle Whip. You don't do that. They're two different items with two distinctly different tastes. So, but that was one of the things that, like, and here's the thing. If you have brand loyalty and you move in with a woman, the woman is going to win. Just realize that. Compromise is not an issue. You know, I mean, unless you want to spend extra money and get a different, you know, get like, I want ballpark Franks. Well, I want Vienna. If the woman wants Vienna, you're going to eat Vienna, and that's all there is to it. That's what happens. Unless you want to spend an extra $4 and get a pack of ballpark Franks, which is stupid. So just eat whatever the woman wants you to eat. That's my question. I've been divorced twice, and I that's still a lesson that I've learned. That's pretty much it. I want to get this brand of toilet paper. The woman says, no, I want to get this. Well, okay, let's get your brand of toilet paper because, you know, I don't want you to divorce me over a brand of toilet paper. Because I know you're not going to use the toilet paper that I want, and that's pretty much what it comes down to. You know, like if I said, I want to use Bounty, and she says, I want to use Viva, we're going home with Viva, not Bounty. I guarantee you that's what's going to happen. You go home with Viva and not Bounty. That's just, and if you really want the Bounty, you really want the Bounty, then you just buy it yourself, which means you're going to spend an extra amount of money. Just don't even worry about it. Get used to the Viva. That's what you have to do. You got to pick your battles. And there are many. Let me just say. And, you know, going to the grocery store and fighting over what kind of bologna you're going to get is not worth it. But now here's this interesting. They did this. Duke University did a study that said that it was the relationship power and compatibility and life satisfaction. Coke versus Pepsi was this thing. And they used brand references in coffee, chocolate, beer, soda, and cars to look at individuals and couples, some of whom were tracked for over 2 years, and combine their findings on relationship power and who has more sway in the relationship and happiness. The result, partners who had a lower power in the relationships, those who don't feel that they can shape their partner's behavior, tend to find themselves stuck with their partner's preferred brands. Yeah, guys. I mean, I could have told you that. You don't need to spend a ton of money on this. So, but I don't know if anybody's had to change their brand loyalties, but I want to talk about your brand loyalties. 312-981-7200. Let's see. Here is Dan on WGN. Hey, Dan.
Hey, good morning, Nick.
Morning.
Love your show. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Hey, brand loyalty. You know, when I have pizza, I got to have my Lou's.
All right.
There's no other pizza than Lou's. I'd rather not eat it at all.
Do you eat thin crust at all ever, Dan?
No. It's always this thick.
You always pan
pizza from Lou Malnati's. That's the way to go.
Deep dish Lou Malnati's, and you won't eat anything else.
Nope.
Okay. All right. Now, are you married, Dan?
Yes, I am.
All right. Does your wife like Lou Malnati's?
I've been married since first grade from this woman. See, I guess I'm brand loyal to everything.
Okay. So now, well,
but yeah, she loves Lou's.
So does she just, is she pleased with the fact that every time you get a pizza, you get a Lou Malnati's pizza? Is that something
Absolutely.
That makes
her?
Absolutely. Really? You sure
Absolutely.
About that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, she eats it.
Now that's a different story. That's not the question. The question is, does she enjoy eating nothing but Lou Malnati's pizza? Not that she eats it. I'm sure she eats it. The question is, is that something she likes?
I hope so.
I hope so. Very good. All right, Dan, take care, man.
Thanks, bye.
I hope so. Oh, man. Okay. All right. That's interesting. Hey, let's take a break for some weather and traffic, and then we got more brand loyalty here. By the way, 773 area code says, ugh, Miracle Whip, that's salad dressing, not for human consumption. So salad dressing is not for human consumption, 773 area code?
I just like the thought that it's just on the shelf, but it just says not for human consumption.
No, but I don't
and
understand.
It's like,
the
it's just there. It's
I don't understand the logic here. Ugh, Miracle Whip, that's a salad dressing, not for human consumption, which means
Oh, maybe they don't eat salad?
Yeah, with that logic, then salad dressing in general is not for human consumption.
No, maybe they don't eat salad. Because a lot of people are like, ooh, that's rabbit food.
Okay. But I think this person is specifically talking about Miracle Whip, which is actually, I believe it is listed as a dressing.
Yeah, it is dressing.
Yeah, it's a dressing.
It tastes, you know, in the UK, they have something that tastes like Miracle Whip, and they call it something else.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about, and I can't remember the name of it either. Yeah. Because we used to have it at Ginger's.
It's a Heinz product.
Yeah. What is it called? Because we used to have it at Ginger's.
And it tastes like Miracle Whip.
It did. It tasted, and it was good. It was good. I can't remember what it was called, but okay. All right. Anyway, brand loyalty. Do you stick with it even if something's on sale, even if something is cheaper? No. I got to have Hellman's. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 a.m. This is Triple Play Thursday. Give me a Triple Play Thursday here. That's one artist, three songs. Patrick with Diablo Swing Orchestra. That's Exit Strategy of a Wrecking Ball to kick off Triple Play Thursday. Skip Skipley's on the way. We'll have another exciting edition of pop-up video. But right now we're talking about brand loyalty. And if you stick with certain brands, even if something else is on sale on certain items. And we have like a poll here. And we were talking a little bit. They did a study about how people in relationships, the person who has the weaker hand normally has to change whatever brand they are when they have a relationship with somebody. They have to change the brand that they're with. That's been the case. Steve says, I would think that people with the most brand loyalty are Harley Davidson riders. Name any other product where people actually tattoo the logo on their bodies. I'm trying to think. Would anybody? What else? I have a Miracle Whip tattoo on my butt. that's not true. But yeah, no, Harley Davidson riders are obviously very loyal. There's no question about it. 616 area code, 815 area code says Heinz ketchup. You know, I brought Hunt's home one time with my second wife, with Heather. And I had to stop off. I walked down to the store right around the corner from where we lived. And we had to pick up a few things. And she's like, get a bottle of ketchup. I'm like, all right. And Hunt's was a lot cheaper than Heinz. And I brought it home. She's like, what is this? Like, it's ketchup. She's like, no, this is Hunt's. You got to get Heinz ketchup. And from that moment on, again, I was not allowed to choose the ketchup because I just picked what was cheaper. I was like, it's ketchup. I'm just going to get a bottle of ketchup. Hunt's is cheaper than Heinz. I'm going to get it. And it was like I brought home rat poison for her to eat. I'm like, it's. Now, Esmeralda, do you have loyalty to Heinz or Hunt's or any of those?
I usually go Heinz.
Yeah, I usually do too.
It tastes different.
It does. You know, you were talking about something tasting sweet. Hunt's is sweet. You know, I mean, ketchup is sweet anyway. Ketchup is very sweet. Hunt's is much sweeter than Heinz.
I even, when you go to certain places, certain restaurants, and they'll have homemade ketchup.
Yeah.
I mean, like, where's the Heinz?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the classic ketchup, Heinz is. But, I mean, you know, I was looking to save a little money, and I was like, all right, we'll get Hunt's. I don't know. I'm not a big ketchup guy anyway. I don't use like a ton of ketchup. So, Dan, you a Heinz guy?
Nah, you know, she just usually gets the generic.
The generic ketchup?
Yeah.
Is that, is it good? I mean, I don't.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
I mean, the ketchup I have in my home house right now, and it's a bottle I probably should throw out. It's one of those.
Oh, it's fine.
It's one of those bottles where you flip the plastic tab open and there's stuff stuck on it. You know, I mean, it's that. It's been in the fridge for a while.
You know, you can just peel that off.
Yeah, I know.
Just rinse off the.
Yeah, I know.
It's fine.
But it's not been used, so I don't even. It's just been sitting on the.
Nah, it's fine. It's got a lot of vinegar in it.
It's on the door of my refrigerator, and it's just been there for a while because I'm not a big ketchup guy. So, 815 area code said, my then girlfriend, who is now my wife, also changed me from mayo. To mayo from Miracle Whip. See how I see this? You see this? I wonder how my parents became Miracle Whip people. Wonder how that happened. They had to make an agreement on it, unless now my dad, for She's been married for, they've been married for like 54 years. I'm wondering if my dad started out as a mayo guy and my mom went, no. Miracle Whip. My dad just went, yeah, fine. Well, I'll just eat Miracle Whip for the rest of my life just to avoid any kind of conflict. I'm suddenly a Miracle Whip person. I don't know. I'm trying to think if I have certain Land O'Lakes. Wait a second. Here's Cara real quick. Hey, Cara.
It's Cara.
Cara, okay.
Good morning. How are you?
All right.
I am definitely a butter person as opposed to like a, I can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah.
I'm a purist, so I've got to have my butter.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%. I can't stand mayonnaise. I can't stand margarine.
I can't believe, yeah. Like if you go to a really nice restaurant, there's not margarine on the table to go with the bread. There's butter.
It's butter. Yeah, of course.
Yep.
Yep. I'm with you.
All right.
All right. Have a good one.
Have a good day.
Take care. There you go. Yeah, I can't do the margarine. I can't do it.
See, I grew up eating margarine.
Yeah.
But cooking with butter.
Well, that's, you know what, that's pretty much the way I grew up too. But I'm just, it's I have Land O'Lakes butter in my fridge right now, and that's it, no margarine. Although we used to have the Country Crock when I was growing up, we had the big Country Crock tub.
Yeah, my parents go to Sam's Club.
Yeah.
And my mom has to put it in a separate dish for the table because the tub is so large.
Yeah.
It's frightening.
Yeah. No, I know. That's, you know, but I just, I mean, I, you know, I, margarine was something I ate when I was growing up, never really liked it. And as soon as, you know, I got out on my own, it was butter, and that's it. Well, I mean, you know how strongly I feel about dairy products, obviously.
I'm amazed you don't churn your own butter.
I eat spoonfuls of butter and drink whole milk. That's what I do all day long.
That's good for growing boys.
That's exactly right. All right, we got a break. The news is coming up next here on 720 WGN. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. One artist, three songs. Mike picks John Hendricks. That's Cloudburst. That sounded like dialogue from Gilmore Girls. or at least how quickly they speak the dialogue in Gilmore Girls. Hey, Nick DiGilio here. How you doing, everybody? It's Thursday, and we are awaiting the jet. Skip Lee. It's been about 2 weeks since we've had Skip. And we are going to have another edition of the fantastic VH1 pop-up video, big challenge between Esmeralda and myself. We are here until 5 o'clock every weekday morning. How are you? 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. I'm your overnight dude. And Steve Grzanich will have the opening bell at 5, the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your Thursday morning drive. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. We are talking about brand loyalty. Are there certain things that you are absolutely loyal about and would not buy a different brand, even if that everything was on sale and it was the easiest thing for you to do? That's the question, 312-981-7200. Another thing is we were talking about how there was this study that shows the personality traits of people who are in relationships and the person who is not in charge of the relationship definitely loses their brand when they move in together or when they live together. And that's happened several times. We've got some texts coming in. We want to hear from you. 312-981-7200. Miles, who is Jen Bosworth's husband, says, Jen introduced me to almond butter, which I now prefer to peanut butter. Oh, all right. Canadian Bill says, you're right. Men always give in to the preferences, have to give up the preferences. I, too, had to give up Miracle Whip, and now we also eat Domino's pizza. Oh, boy. 773 area code says, I was hanging out with one of my buddies and he opened my refrigerator door and started looking at the dates of all my condiments. He threw everything away because they were at least 3 to 7 years old. That's it. And then 847 says, Skippy peanut butter only. What do you got? You got Peter Pan, right? You got Jif. You got Skippy.
Then you got the natural peanut
butter. The natural
butters.
Stuff that has the oil that's in there. You got Goober, which is the peanut butter and jelly stripe thing. You guys don't like peanut butter, so I would have to agree that Skippy is the best. Chunky Skippy. Okay, so check this out, Esmeralda. Brand Keys surveyed 49,168 consumers. between the ages of 16 and 65, recruited from the 9 U.S. Census regions. Respondents selected categories in which they are customers and the brands they are most loyal within. The 2017 Loyal Leader Assessments examined 83 categories and evaluated 740 brands. So I'm going to throw out a service or a product of some kind. And Esmeralda, you try to tell me, you try to guess what one came out on top.
Okay.
Okay. Among the 49,168 consumers between the ages of 16 and 65, which one of these in each item came out on top? Okay. Airline. What do you think came out on top? As brand loyalty, people who are brand
loyal.
When
did this come out?
This year.
Okay.
I'm
going to go with American Airlines.
You're going with American Airlines?
Yeah.
It's JetBlue.
Really?
Yeah. JetBlue came out on top among the 49,168 consumers for airline. What did you fly when you guys went to?
Wow Air.
Yeah, Wow Air. What's going on there?
It's Icelandic.
It's Icelandic. Now, do they surface only out of O'Hare?
Yeah. The thing is, this whole year they've been rolling out different cities.
Oh, I see.
So
okay.
Then they have sales at all the different cities.
Okay. All right. How about allergy medication?
Allegra.
Exactly. Yes, correct. Yeah. Rideshare. Well, you only got two to choose from, really.
Right. Oh. I'm going to go Uber.
It's Lyft.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Why is that good?
Because they supposedly have better.
Oh, vetting?
Vetting, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And you can tip. You can tip on the app.
Oh, okay. Athletic footwear.
I'm a Nike.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a tie for automotive. So for auto.
Oh, boy.
A tie.
Let's see. I'm going to go Ford.
Okay, you got right. That right.
And Toyota.
Hyundai.
Ah.
You were close.
Thinking that.
You're very good at this, Esmeralda. I'm giving you a little too much confidence going into a pop-up video. This
I know what the people want.
Okay. Dan, is that going to show up on tomorrow's show, you think? You think that's going to be on?
I didn't even think about that.
Straight out of context. All right, Esmeralda. Banks.
Oh, see, that one's kind of tough because how much do people hate big banks?
Yeah.
Versus, I just have to use that because it's
the
most convenient.
You know, that's a good question. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you may hate your bank, but you have to use
it.
You know,
I mean, you don't have to. Credit unions, guys.
Yeah, it's true. No, it's true. It's true. I understand, but I'm saying, let's say you feel like you have no choice.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Chase.
Yeah, you're right. Man, you are doing well here.
I guess Bank of America.
No, Chase.
Oh,
you said Chase.
I thought there was a tie.
Oh no! It's just,
oh, okay.
Just no, there no.
Chase, yeah. Chase.
Bottled water.
Oh, Smart Water?
No.
No?
Aquafina.
Oh, right. I keep seeing that Smart Water everywhere.
Yeah. Smart Water is good.
It's good. Water.
I know.
It comes from the clouds.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah, I know. Breakfast bars.
Oof.
Now, I have to say, I don't know what this is, this brand. Yay. I'm looking at this brand, and I don't know what it is.
Is it Belvita?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's Kind?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen those.
I don't...
Well, they do. I've seen...
Are they
you
power
know,
bars? They,
yeah, they're like natural ones, though. You
yeah.
can see like the pieces of fruit.
Oh, I see. Okay, now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Car rental.
Enterprise.
Avis.
Really? I wouldn't even think Avis.
Avis, there's Hertz, right? Is Hertz still around?
Yeah,
right?
Hertz is still around.
Okay. I would say that the lowest car rental place would be the one in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Okay, we have a tie for casual / fast casual dining.
Oh, man.
This is too much.
Casual / fast casual?
Yeah.
Is this a sit down? Or...
well, both of them, yeah, yes, they are, but they're not. I mean, you could take the food and get out of there, too.
Right, but there's a sit down.
You can,
oh,
yes.
But it's not like, okay.
No, you no, don't. Wait, there's no waiters. There's no waitresses.
Right,
okay?
I get it. I see.
So okay. It's casual to fast. There's a tie.
I'm going to go McDonald's, Burger King.
No. Nope.
Really?
Panera.
Oh, yeah.
Tied with Five Guys.
Oh. Oh. That's very one side of the other side.
Yeah, exactly. Coffee out of home, not meaning obviously not made at home. So there's it's a tie.
Coffee not made at home.
Yeah.
Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Oh, it should be obvious, Esmeralda.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the other? McDonald's.
No.
Look to your right at what Ben Cortez is drinking.
Oh, the people that run that runs on Dunkin'.
That's right.
Right. Did you know in Iceland they have Dunkin' Donuts?
They do?
They had it in the airport.
Did they?
Funny enough, I did not see any outside, but they had a Dunkin' Donuts.
They had Dunkin' Donuts in the airport.
What, in the Icelandic airport?
Did they have anything else American in the Icelandic airport?
Not in the airport, but I did see when we were driving back to the airport at the end of our trip, a Taco Bell.
Of course.
Yeah. Taco Bell.
We went to the McDonald's in Dublin.
I wanted to, and V was like, I'm not going to do that. I'm like, but I want to see what they have different.
Basically, it's the same menu, but we were there when they had a special worldwide city burger, meaning they picked cities around the world and made burgers inspired by them.
Oh, did they have a Chicago one?
They did, and that's why we went in.
What was it?
It was barbecue. It was basically a barbecue bacon cheeseburger with fried onion rings on it.
What does that have to do with
exactly?
Us?
And I was and it, when I ordered it, and I was like, I told the person behind the car, I says, you know, we're from Chicago, and the beautiful lilting Irish accent of the girl behind the counter was like, it's not even close, is it? And I'm like, no, that's not. It's not.
I had Domino's in Mexico,
uh-huh.
and they had pizzas of around the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had a Chicago style. It was just cut in squares.
That was, it was just their pizza, yeah, but cut in squares.
Just cut in squares.
That's pretty funny, man. That's, I got to say, that's pretty funny.
They cracked me up. I was like, huh. All right, then.
It's just a Domino's pizza cut in squares. Did they charge extra?
No, it was like a, they had like a special going.
That's fantastic.
And it was like Chicago, and it was cut in squares. I was like, huh, well, that's nice.
So was the New York style just two extra, two less slices? You know what I mean?
someone stabs you.
No, what I'm saying is that they made the triangles just floppier and bigger.
Oh, I see.
So they cut, like for Chicago, they just cut it into squares. Then they would just run the roller over twice for the Domino's pizza. So you had four giant pieces. There's your New York.
Such a waste.
There's your New York pizza. Fold it over and eat like an idiot.
Such a waste.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's take a break. We got more brands to talk about here on WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And it's Triple Play Thursday.
Yeah.
It's One Artist, Three Songs. Mike has requested John Hendricks. That's Gimme That Wine. All right, we're talking about brand loyalty here on WGN. And kind of quizzing Esmeralda, who's doing very well on naming some of these brand loyalties for these items. Okay, we had coffee out of home, now coffee packaged. Tie again.
So packaged?
Yep.
Oh, man. I do not. Javalia.
No. Oh, no.
Was it Dunkin' again?
Dunkin', yes. That's one of them.
And then I guess Starbucks brand.
Folgers.
Oh, right. Yeah. I forgot about Folgers.
Yeah, you forget about Folgers.
I forgot.
Credit cards, also a tie.
See, now wait. Is that because there's so many different types? Do you mean like Visa, MasterCard,
yeah,
American Express?
It's names of credit, yeah, the
right.
Companies, credit card companies.
Visa and MasterCard.
No, Discover and American Express.
Discover? What?
Two of which I don't have.
Who uses Discovers anymore?
A lot of people use Discover.
When I use Discover, no one used Discover.
Oh, haven't you seen all the Discover commercials that are out now?
Yeah, but that was, like, for me, I used to use Discover years ago, and no one ever had the darn thing. You know who had it, which I thought was hilarious?
Mm.
The DMV.
They would take Discover.
They didn't take anything else except Discover for a while.
They only took Discover?
Yeah. I was like, okay,
that's
cool.
That's weird.
The one time this is of use.
All right, deodorant.
Dove?
Secret.
All right.
Energy drink.
Okay. See, now, it had Red Bull, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah. Then I was thinking there's those 5-hour energies.
E-readers.
Kindle.
Yes. Okay, Evening News Network.
I'm going to go...
Network.
I'm going to go ABC.
NBC.
Really?
Evening News Cable.
CNN?
No, Fox.
All right. Sure.
Flat screen TV.
Vizio.
LG.
Oh, okay.
Gasoline, as they say in the Mad Max movies. Gasoline.
Oh, God. Mobile.
Yes, ExxonMobil.
Okay.
Headphones, it's a tie.
Beats.
Yes, and?
Not Beats.
Well, technically, you're right.
I don't even know what
LG.
Really? They make headphones?
Yeah, they make everything.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, Economy Hotel. Economy Hotel.
Oh, man. The Holiday Inn.
Days Inn.
Oh, Days Inn.
Mid-scale Hotel.
The Ramada.
Wingate. Upscale Hotel.
Oh, goodness.
Because there's a luxury as well. This is not the highest one. So,
yeah.
Upscale Hotel.
The Hard Rock Hotel. I have no idea.
Hyatt.
Yeah, I can't think of the hotel.
Luxury Hotel.
The Intercontinental.
You saying that because it's right next door?
Well, I'm also thinking of the whenever they Oprah and the shows would be like, guests of our show stayed at.
It's Ritz-Carlton.
Oh, right.
Ice cream.
Breyers.
Magnum.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wait, do they make ice cream?
I don't know if they make like the scoopable ice cream.
I've only seen bars.
Yeah. Car insurance.
Geico.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Laptop.
Apple.
Yep.
Yeah.
Lip balm.
Blistex.
I'm surprised. Burt's Bees.
Oh, yeah, that is a thing. Those are so expensive for what they are.
Yeah. I mean, I thought for sure it would be Chapstick because that's the one, you know.
Right. But that one's because it hasn't changed.
Okay. There's a ton more here. We don't have a lot of time. Let me throw, I'll skip the sports one.
Because it's so easy.
Yeah.
That's why.
Natural food stores.
Whole Foods.
Trader Joe's.
Oh, right.
Online music.
Is it still? It's not. Spotify.
Apple Music.
Okay.
Online retailer. This one, come on.
Amazon.
Yeah. Online video streaming.
Ooh. I'm going to stick with Netflix.
Yeah, of course. Pain reliever.
Advil.
Aleve.
Mm.
Parcel delivery.
FedEx.
Yep. Cat food.
Purina.
Exactly right. Okay. Dog food.
Purina.
Pedigree.
Okay.
Pizza.
Oh, well, if you're that one guy, it's Lou Malnati's deep dish.
Every night, every day, and I force my wife to eat it.
I'm going to go Domino's.
It is Domino's. Okay. Price Club.
Costco.
Yep. Fast food restaurant.
McDonald's.
Chick-fil-A.
Ugh.
I agree. We got more here. I'm going to hang on to these.
I would say Wendy's.
I'm going to hang on to these because we're out of time, but I want to quiz Esmeralda a little bit more. Maybe tomorrow morning we can quiz a little bit more, but I want to jump and throw out our last text for this. 314 says, I have to buy Coke. I won't drink Pepsi. If a restaurant has Pepsi, I'll order something else. I'll only buy Band-Aid brand bandages. I prefer Puffs tissues and Schweppes ginger ale.
Wow. I get judgy if there's Pepsi at a place.
Yeah, we were talking about that when we were doing the preferences the other
night.
Right. Jim in Florida says, Diet Coke. If a restaurant only has Pepsi, I will get unsweetened tea.
What if it's Coke Zero?
Coke Zero Sugar, now it's called.
Well, whatever. Because Diet Pepsi does, or Diet Coke does taste different than...
It does?
...than that one. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a different kind of sweet.
224 area code says, I will only buy jockey underwear for me and my husband. Will only drink, will only buy Angel Soft toilet paper. 708 area code, Ruffles potato chips. No one can even come close. And 847 says, in Tucson, Arizona, I tried four or five mom-pa pizza restaurants, then tried Pizza Hut and found that theirs was much better, probably because it was made per a specific recipe and it tasted like great Chicago pizza. Pizza Hut?
That crust, man, on a pan.
Yeah.
It's really greasy and buttery.
I know, but it's not Chicago
and
pizza.
And if you're in Arizona.
Yeah, that's true.
Probably
what else
as
are you
close as
do?
You're getting to Chicago
and
pizza.
And then it's A1 steak sauce over Worcestershire. That's two different things.
Yeah, I don't think. Well, they do make a thick.
Yeah. I put Worcestershire on a steak.
But they do make a thick one that's like.
That's like a steak sauce. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right. Well, there you go. There's your brand loyalty. We got to take a break. And I believe Skip is here. Dan, have we had a Skip sighting?
Skip is circling and they're approaching the landing.
All right. So we better hurry up.
He jumps out.
He jumps out, parachute, and right. Then just hands down. Okay. Yeah. All right. News is next.